Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. European Union leaders have backed Britain and Prime Minister Theresa May in blaming Moscow over a nerve agent attack on a former Russian spy and have recalled their envoy to Moscow in a symbolic protest. Reuters' Scarlett Vzotanovich reports.
A stance welcomed by May, who had warned the threat Russia poses respects no borders. She also asked fellow leaders to step up intelligence cooperation to start going after Russian spy networks. A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin said he regretted the EU's move, with Moscow denying any involvement in the attack. However, several European governments, including Lithuania, Poland and Denmark, are now looking to expel Russian diplomats, while Germany and France have raised the prospect of further measures.
That is Reuters' Scarlett Svetanovich. U.S. prosecutors say in one of the largest state-sponsored cyber attacks uncovered by the Justice Department, 9 Iranian hackers spent 4 years penetrating the computer systems of hundreds of American and foreign universities and other institutions to steal valuable research and other proprietary data on behalf of Iran's government. Prosecutors say the hackers worked for Mamna Institute and carried out the work and the intrusions on behalf of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. President Trump's latest pick for National Security Advisor John Bolton says the United States cannot walk away from the war in Afghanistan because the larger threat from the Taliban, he says, the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda is real. Bolton's view on ensuring the Taliban is degraded squares with President Trump's. This is VOA News. After a months-long lull, another terrorist attack has hit France. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for shooting and hostage-taking incidents in southern France, in which 4 people were killed, including the suspect, who was shot dead by police. The French Interior Minister says the French police officer who exchanged himself for hostages held by a gunman has died. We get more now from Lisa Bryant in Paris.
Authorities have identified the suspect as 25-year-old French-Moroccan Redouane Lakhdim, a small-time drug dealer who was reportedly under surveillance for potentially being a religious radical, although he was not considered a security threat. Interior Minister Gérard Colomb said Lakhdim first shot dead a driver while stealing a car in the southern town of Carcassonne, then opened fire on police, wounding one of them. His next target was a supermarket in the nearby town of Trèbes. Reports say Lakhdim shouted Allah Akbar, fired into the air, and took hostages. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Second largest rebel group in Syria's Ghouta province says it has agreed with the Russian military to evacuate sick and wounded people and allow humanitarian aid to enter rebel-held areas of eastern Ghouta. The fighting there has killed more than 1,500 people and left civilians without much-needed aid. International groups continuing their efforts to help Rohingya Muslims in Bangladesh refugee camps. Adil Mohammed Hayat, Kuwait's ambassador to Bangladesh, speaks with reporters about his country's mission to help the Rohingya refugees.
To assist the relief operation and in the meantime to try to help these refugees with more assistance.
Since late August of 2017, more than 688,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar in what the UN and Human Rights Watch describe as a large-scale military campaign of ethnic cleansing. North Korea has agreed to meet with South Korea. They'll do that next week to coordinate logistics and agendas for an inter-Korean summit to be held in April. That summit between the South's Moon Jae-in and the North's Kim Jong-un follows the North's recent participation in the Winter Olympics in South Korea. The summit also comes ahead of the face-to-face meeting between President Trump and Mr. Kim, expected to take place by the end of May to work out a deal to end the North's nuclear weapons agenda. For more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.